Watch out for IRS, internalized racial superiority, and some comments on the movie The Black Panther on today's show, the Native Latin and Black Press History Show.
Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your Eggos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no Wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or better yet the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it, cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sin so you complete the test, then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead. Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Fuego. Brother, you don't want that fuego.
Fuego.
Fuego. You don't want that fuego.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Laws History Show. I'm Captain Yashua, along with
Captain Afaria, Shabbat Shalom,
and Officer Zacchaeus. Shalom, Israel.
Shalom, shalom. So we are back. Last week we had no show as we had a very important milestone event over in Memphis. We got together for our men's conference, our IUIC men's conference. And we had a planned march at that conference as well. And I can't emphasize enough that I say planned march because you've had some haters on there. I'm not going to spend too much time on that because I know, you know, the leadership has been kind of going in on that stuff. I believe the bishop will kind of discuss some of that today as well. But, you know, you had one particular individual out there talking about you're giving them all these props for the march. They weren't there for the march. They were there for the conference, and they were just trying to make money. Yeah, because $25 a head times 800 men is a lot of money, considering that everybody had to be fed, transported, rent the venue, all that stuff, right? So, yeah, we made so much money.
Wow.
Yo, that, like, really? Like, so you want to put on events? See, this is why it was so it made such a statement that we were able to get together the way we did over there, because that's the mindset of our people, that try to put on an event and not charge to cover the cost of the event. You do it.
That's impossible.
Exactly. Right? The scripture tells you money is a defense, right?
Right.
So, like, really, let's get that really quick. Money is a defense. Hold on. You know where it is off the top of your head? I got to do a proximity. What is it?
That the tribe.
That's you?
And not charge.
Is that you? Or is that me?
I think that's you, kid.
I didn't think I was on there.
I had.
No, I don't have volume.
Yeah, I had lowered it, but I think I didn't go
down. Oh, so was you? Yeah. Yeah, he's making his face. He's.
No, because I lowered it, but.
He's like, no, that's not me. You better get it right. Look for that for me.
Ecclesiastes 7.
Okay.
7 and 12.
All right, so read that really quick. Because, you know, because people are dumb and they don't realize that, you know, things cost money, right? Like events cost money.
The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 7, verse 12. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
So the scripture tells you that money is a defense, right? But it's telling you, yes, knowledge is more excellent than that, right? Wisdom is more excellent than that. So common sense would tell you that if you're going to put on an event and host brothers and have something done, that it's going to take money. It's impossible to do something like that without money. Because, there's no way around it. If you want to be slick and say no, and everybody would just book their own thing, okay, that still took money. So instead, it was organized a certain way, right? Also, I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 10:19, right? And it says, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. What's this sensitivity about money? Because you know why? They can't find no fault in us. Because you would sound terrible if you go out there and after the display of unity, of showing brothers from all different walks of life who've put off whoremongering, adultery, lying, thieving spirits, drug dealing, murderous spirits, and have put those lives behind them, something that Christianity has not been able to do on this level ever.
Too much change.
Too much change. It's too much for our people's minds. Mm-hmm. It's too much for them. So they come with this hate or whatever and say, well, we weren't there for a march. Well, actually, the march was a planned part of it from the beginning. All right?
Right.
I'm not sure. But wait next time, so you don't interrupt me in the middle of my thought.
Oh, I thought you were done. All
right. This guy, it's all right. He's rusty. You've been gone a while. Things are different now. So back to my thought. Listen, that was part of the conference. The actual conference was about getting these believing men in one room and going over things that are needful to the body and uplifting the spirit, so that we can continue to unify and do these things. So that we can be able to put on events like we got men in Chicago now. I think we got well over 100 men in Chicago now.
Right.
Over there at the Wicked Bub Billiken Parade.
Just waiting.
And they're over there teaching our people there. All right? They marched in the streets there. It's not the marching that's going to solve anything. We've gone over that. All right? We've gone on record that says that doesn't do anything. But we've also said that respect and honor should be given to those forefathers that did do something. What do we always say, though? The only thing that was missing was the Bible and the commandments. And we're bringing that to our people. And the attention that was brought on that, what people fail to realize is that it started to pose the question in the face of all this violence in Memphis, in the face of all this violence in Chicago and in different cities, it started to pose the question in people's minds is, who are these people, and how are they able to organize these men together with so much discipline and uniformity? I want to know more about that. And it gets people asking about the true Messiah and the true God of the Bible, which is only for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So it served its purpose. That was all of the Lord. There were men behind it that put it together, but that was the spirit of the Lord that moved that thing to happen that way. It was a visionary, momentous moment. Right?
And which people need image.
Right.
Need image.
It's the imagery, man. It's the power of that. Yeah. Because what is the media and the internet made us look like? And when I say us, I mean not just blacks and Hispanics. I'm talking about Israelites, those of us repenting. As a bunch of ragtag, no good brothers on the street cursing people out on the corners.
Right.
But nowhere, and they almost never will, all right? I mean, I'm not going to say never. Nothing's impossible with God. But we know there's a media blackout on Israelites. If they do give us any type of shine. Look, even the sister on the news report changed it up. We never said we were there to unify all people.
She didn't change it up. Her editors.
Well, her editors did. Her editors did. And they made sure they pulled the article down for a while so that they can make sure they threw in the SPLC blip
right in
there when they put it back up. Right? So, but look at how it came up. And then her editors probably said, listen, make sure you get white people commentary on this, right? Not all the Jake that was around there looking and inspired by it, all right? Get white people commentary on this. Look at the reverberations that had, right? And like I said, so going back, you know there's a media blackout. Nobody's ever going to show the unity, the organization, the building up of families, all right? I often tell people that come in here when they get surprised, the people early in their repentance, and they go, gosh, you know, you guys talk about the laws, but I see issues that I saw in the Christian church. And I say, yeah, but what do I always say? The difference is that we deal with them here. We address them biblically. The Christian church turns a blind eye to that. Everybody do their own thing, right? We address those things biblically. And that's the power of the commandments, of the scriptures. That's our knowledge in the sight of the nations. That allows us to be able to be organized and unified in what you said. That's just a small snippet. That's nothing compared to what's going to come. That's what I say. That's a milestone type moment.
Right.
You know, there's nothing compared to what's going to come. You got something you want to bring out, or are you waiting on to bring Caps Day?
No, I'm waiting for you.
No, I'm talking to him.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So real quick, the call-in number is 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797. I'm not going to talk much more about the Memphis thing. Like I said, everybody else has been talking about it. We're going to jump right into the topics of the show that we're going to do today. I'm going to go ahead and post some links. For those of you listening for the first time, if you want more knowledge, more information, you can go to www.israelunite.org. That's israelunite.org, and you can find out about our organization and get more information and understanding on your true nationality. If you're looking to purchase Israelite apparel, fringes, border of blue, Bibles, apocryphas, art, music, whatever, what have you, you can go to originalroyalty.com, originalroyalty.com. All right, and again, that call-in number, if you have questions or comments, is 516-531-9797. And while I go ahead and post some links and share some stuff out here on social media and get my article ready, Captain A, you happen to see, I had seen commercials about this. What was it? Black Klansman, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of... It don't make sense, right? It's like oxymoronic, right? Klansmen and black shouldn't go together. But apparently it's based on a true story and whatnot. And Cap was saying it's really good. He wanted to make sure that he spoke about it and he has something to say about it. So go right ahead, Cap.
Yeah, well, shalom, Israel. Most High and Christ bless you. Happy Sabbath. Yeah, it's going to kind of go hand in hand. And I got to touch on it briefly with the men's conference and from my perspective. Of it and how it relates to the Black Klansman. So I'm just going to touch on it briefly. But before I go in there, let's start with the scripture. Okay.
The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 11. And after 3 days and a half,
350 years approximately, go ahead.
The spirit of life from God entered into them.
From who?
From God.
No, from man.
From God.
I'm emphasizing that for a reason.
The spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Okay, and that them is talking about the other nations, predominantly the Caucasians, who the Bible calls Esau, and who the world ignorantly calls the white man, or Caucasian. Okay, so why did I start out with that? Okay, if you look at it, right, like I mentioned, 350 years approximately from... us being in captivity, etc. We were going to wake up. This is what the prophecy is saying, okay? And that's what you're seeing right now with the men's conference, with the commentary, okay? With the movies, with the news, okay? We just had a sister, Kat, I don't know if you're sure you've probably seen it, that Moab, who is a biblical name for the Chinese, this woman, I'm sure she's a regular customer, they jumped her, the Moabs. Okay, it's all caught on video in New York, okay, in Brooklyn, all right? They'll take your money, but they hate us, okay? They'll take our money, but they hate us. But I want to digress, so it says 350 years, okay? It says the spirit, and it's in capital, okay? The spirit, give me the spirit real quick, John 6:63, okay? The spirit, and it's in capital S, okay? Because this is what life is. Life is not what we were taught from our oppressors. Okay? Life is not what America teaches us. Life is what the Most High God teaches us, what's in this Bible. Go ahead.
The book of John, chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Quicken is an old Quaker word meaning change it. It's the spirit that changes who we are, changes how we're living our lives, changing who we believe we were and who we really are, who is the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, all the Israelites, the true Jews the Bible speaks of. Okay?
The flesh profited nothing.
Things from the world don't profit anything. Anything, any doctrines that we were taught in school, okay, again, by the oppressors, who is the Caucasian man, okay, Esau, in the Bible, go ahead, that means nothing. Go ahead.
The words that I speak unto you.
The words that he speaks unto us, what words does he speak unto us? Where do we find them? In the Bible. Go ahead.
They are spirit.
They are spirit.
And they are life.
And they are life. They are life. They are everlasting life. If you repent as an Israelite man and woman, you black, Hispanics, and Native Americans, and you continue to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments that are in the Bible that is referring to the word in that scripture. Okay? So go back.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. after 3 days and in half, the spirit of life from God entered into them.
Entered into them. Okay, so now let me bring that to what this movie was all about. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it for you. There's not really a lot to spoil. If you just go online, you'll read the history of the brother who went in as an undercover cop. He actually didn't physically go in. That's the irony of it. So I don't want to ruin it too much in that part. But he infiltrated the KKK over the phone. Okay, he did it excellently the way he did it. Okay. Anyway, make a long story short, he infiltrated the KKK. All right. And in the movie, it shows Stokey Carmichael, okay, in there when he visited Colorado back during that time, all right? And those of you that are familiar with the Black Panthers, okay, they had the right spirit, right, but not totally, because we already read here that the spirit had to come from the Bible. Excuse me. They understood that we were oppressed. Right, and they were actually the forerunners for the Brown Berets, who were the Mexicans who were standing up for Mexicans who in the Bible their name is Issachar, for the Young Lords who in New York, okay, who were standing up for the so-called Puerto Ricans who are the tribe of Ephraim. You had the AIM movement, okay, the American Indian movement, okay, they were standing up for the Native Americans. So, you know, when you look at all those things historically, it shows that the Bible is a true book, because those were the three, that's the northern and the southern kingdom right there, coming together as one, fighting oppression. But the problem was is that they, while they had the right spirit as far as defending their people, they were not using the right tools. They had a lot of power in words, and I'm going to bring that up. That's a significant thing in the movie, and that's the main point that I want to bring up about the words that were coming out of all these leaders' mouths, in particular Stokey Carmichael. He was very charismatic, and they knew that. When I say they, I'm talking about ESO, okay? They knew that, the government. They knew. Same thing with Malcolm X. Those of you that saw the movie Malcolm X, how he had them all marching when they went to go get the brother out of jail, right? What did he say? No man should have so much power.
Right.
Okay, he was charismatic, where even his own people went against him. Okay? Because he was too charismatic. They didn't like that. See, that's the problem. Like Cap was bringing out earlier, you had haters, all right? But it's nothing new under the sun, because the Pharisees hated Christ and the disciples. Because
they didn't want no problems.
They didn't want
no problems.
Right. Well, what they didn't want is to lose their seat.
And their seat.
And their seat, you know? And they weren't the ones doing it. So that's the problem when we got what I hate. You know, they're quick to talk, but no action.
No action.
No action. So anyway, going back to the movie and this scripture, okay, and the men's conference, that was surreal for me. It was amazing how we were able, and again, from a security perspective, okay, everything, no incidents, all praises to the Most High. Again, you know, man's goings of the Lord, but the scripture also says faith without works is dead. So even though we have faith and we know man's goings of the Lord, He's still going to put us in positions where we have to act from a tactical security perspective. Okay, we can't let our guard down. This ain't the Christian church. We saw what happened when the Christian church let their guard down. You had to, you might go in and kill 9 people or so.
Right.
Okay, so no, we don't roll like that in our agency. We have the utmost security and protection in place. Okay, and if something were to happen, security is a deterrent, right? We know that's of the Lord, but we ain't going to sit on our laurels and just put all faith in the Most High, you know, like by osmosis, you know.
Right.
But that being said, it was amazing we were able to do that. The venue that we were able to go ahead and get was amazing. Anyway, and again, just I want to give a shout out to Captain Hoshaya and everyone out there. He did an excellent job, and it's amazing, man. It's not easy. It's not easy logistically to get that done. So that being said, going back to Black Panther, there's one big thing I want to bring out regarding that movie. There's a scene where they originally sent the brother that was undercover cop. By the way, he was the first so-called black man in the police department of Colorado Springs. Okay, and they called him in the movie, you're the Jackie Robinson of Colorado Springs Police Department. Okay, which was funny and interesting. Anyway, this first assignment is to infiltrate the Black Panthers, because this particular event, Stokey Carmichael was going to speak. Okay, so he goes in there, wired up, what have you. And before he sends him into the assignment, the Edomite chief says, okay, and I'm paraphrasing, okay, he says, we want you to go in there because we want to hear and make sure that the words that Stokely Carmichael is saying is not going to go ahead and influence the good. And again, forgive me if I offend anybody, but I got to keep it real, that the words are not going to offend the good niggas. Mm. And that had me thinking when I was watching this movie. Okay, and there's a lot of good, quote unquote, niggas out there, right? That they'll follow Esau to the end of the earth. Okay, they'll go ahead and they'll stand up for the other nations, predominantly the Caucasian men and women, all right, to their death. So much that they'll go against their own people, teaching them their true nationality and showing them in the Bible that Christ is a black man, that the Israelites were people of color. Okay, so what was powerful about that is it's the same thing that happened with Malcolm X. Okay, they went ahead and infiltrated, and I have back info on that firsthand. Those of you who know my background, I have close intel on how that went down. Okay, but we could say that for another time. Anyway, the scripture here says that the spirit of life entered into them. Okay, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them. That was the fear they had with Stokely Carmichael. And that's the fear they have with us. Understand, Bishop brought out something very profound. Okay? He said, pray for the best and expect the worst. Okay? That's a very famous saying. What they saw in Memphis and what they were seeing back then when Black Panthers were uniting was a threat. Okay? The difference is that those movements failed. They served a purpose. I'm not going to say that they did not. They served a purpose. I know there's probably some people listening that they're probably like, oh, well, you know what you're talking about. No, they did serve a purpose. That was all actually prophetic.
It's prophetic, right.
All of it was. But the real prophets were going to come in the last days with the real weapon, which is this Bible. And I'll prove that this Bible is the weapon. Because throughout history, even in the Bible, number one, they've changed the likeness of our images. Okay, they put the Caucasian images in there. So that's one way to destroy a weapon. Another way they try to destroy this weapon is by saying